The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Well, hello, everyone. I hope you're ready for today's show. I'm ready for it. I'm pretty pumped up. But, you know, first, I want to say thank you to Paul's Pizza in Westchester for all the food and coffee that he had out there for us at last week's live remote. Boy, if you weren't there, you missed one great time. We were laughing, lots of prizes. I can't even tell you how much fun we had. Was that as much fun as a barrel of monkeys or maybe a barrel of goldfish? Who knows, okay? But I also have to say thank you to some other people that were there. Bridgeport Eddie, he brought bacon buns and was there, helped setting up on Saturday and getting gear out during the week for me. Eddie, thank you so very, very much. Then Wayne Libera from Waterworks for the gifts that he brought out from us, that, you know, Waterworks branded items that people were raving about. They liked that stuff from Waterworks. And then Henry's Bait and Tackle for their gift certificates, always well appreciated by the crowd. Bass Pro Shops even gave us three $25 gift cards. Thank you very much for that. And Calco Marketing for all the fishing gifts that they supplied for us with, you know, water bottles, towels, all kinds of things that we were able to give to all the adults that were there in the restaurant. We just had a great time. But let's talk about today's show. On today's show, we're going to have on Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County telling us all about the programs that they're having for the rest of the month of October and just how to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And then we're going to be talking to Seth Fighter. That's right. Seth Fighter is the fine Bassmaster Elite Angler who won the Angler of the Year award this year, which is... That's, believe it or not, it's tougher to get than the Bassmaster Classic. The Classic's the trophy for that one weekend of fishing, but Angler of the Year, you have to consistently fish good all year long. And that can be a tough thing. Seth did it, and what I like it, Seth's a northern Minnesota boy. So, you know, he was showing them around the country how they fish in the northern part of the United States. So I'm looking forward to hearing Seth because it's always a great conversation with him. Then in our last segment of the show, we'll have Aiden with his fishing report and other outdoor information. So the show is well over jam-packed. It's like putting 25 sardines in a 2-sardine can. Can't go wrong with that. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's on the phone. Now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere on Lake Michigan. Tony.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
What's happening out in the great outdoors, my friend?
Oh, we are deep water fishing. We are starting to see some cold water in front of the marina.
Ooh.
In the 50s and stuff, but there's no marks or no bait in there, so we've been blowing it by. We've been setting up anywhere from 130, 150, and trolling out to about 230, turn around, come back. There is more fish out a little deeper than that, 240, 250. You find a pot of fish, work them. There's some rainbow suspended up high on some 5 and 6 colors, 8 colors, 10-color leads, and then you got coppers, 400 coppers, 120 coppers working. Dipsies are starting to work a little bit. You got to find the right zone for them. But otherwise, we're seeing a nice mixed bag out there right now.
Well, that sounds like it's been a good time out there.
Oh, yeah. You just got to put your time in. Long way to go. Long way to go to get out there. We're at least anywhere from 6 to 8 miles offshore right now.
That's what I was going to ask you. How many miles off are we?
Yeah, we're running. We're running, definitely. You know, you need fish, that's where you got to go.
And, you know, it hasn't been easy with a lot of storms that have come through our area either. But that doesn't seem like it's affected the fishing.
Just a little bit. They just moved. It seemed like they moved out a little bit deeper. Been getting a lot of west wind, so the water inside's cooling off. So as the fish and the bait realize we got cold water in there, maybe we'll be in 120, you know, 80 to 120 to maybe 150, you know, which would be nice versus dumping in at 150 and throwing to 180 and then, you know, beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good.
But Dodgers flies, big Dodgers, and spin and goes down deep, you know, for Lakers. We did take that big King on a spin and glow the other day. You know, they're looking for food. You know, their bellies are pretty empty right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they want food, they're hungry, and you're going to get them on your line.
Right, right. You know, and there are some big Kings around. Mm-hmm. You know, I know on the other side of the pond here, Michigan, I think they broke a new state record.
Yeah, with that 47 or 48 pounder.
Or something like that. Oh, yeah. Beautiful fish.
Yeah.
You know, if he wasn't caught, you know, he probably would have been like 50 pounds coming up soon near the end of the season here.
That's a lot of fish. Hey, Tony, if somebody wants to get a charter with you, whether it's a weekday or a weekend charter, what's the best way to do it?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. If no one answers, please leave a message. You can always visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. A lot of information on that site. Check it out.
And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Hey, fish on. Get that rod. Get that rod. Right there, right there, right there.
That's Captain Tony, everybody, on Lake Michigan with a group of people having fun this morning. We'll be right back. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. 2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On the phone with me right now, it's our good buddy, Mr. Tim Mondale. How are you doing, my friend?
I am well, my friend. How about you?
Hey, you know, just got off the live show last weekend, so we had a great time and everything else, but it's a little bit bejesusly hot outside.
That's an understatement, I think.
But it's cooling down this weekend, so I'm pretty fired up about that. And I know the Forest Preserves, even though, you know, we're getting a little bump in the ride here with the, you know, some new variant, it's still, there's a lot of stuff to do, isn't there?
Always, yeah, absolutely. I think we're feeling the effects just like the rest of the population in terms of we opened up some restrictions or let loose some of them, excuse me, and then now we have to tighten them again. We're just, as we've done over the last 18, 19 months, we're following CDC guidelines and state guidelines. So, you know, whether you're visiting a nature center or you're planning to attend some event at one of our rentable pavilions, go to our website. We'll have the latest news on the mask situation and when they're needed, when they're not needed. Unfortunately, it's an ever-changing thing, and we're just becoming used to it.
Yeah, it's an ever-changing thing, and we have to realize that. I think that's an important thing to do.
Yeah. So, but on the positive end, we can talk about some of the newer things going on with the preserves. We'll continue to have our large-scale special events. That's never going to stop for the most part. We seem to be in pretty good shape with that because all of them are outdoors. So it's a little bit different for us to be able to host those as opposed to indoors. Well, a couple of big things that have been going on with the preserves, some of the partnerships, investments that have kind of taken place over the last couple of years. It's not a quick thing when you see a new advancement at, say, one of the nature centers or one of the trail systems. It does take a little bit of time because we're working with different municipalities and different entities. But when they do happen, they're big. They're grand. So on the north side in Rosemont, they have been working on the Des Plaines Trail System. The trail system itself, at least on the northern end, is usually crushed gravel with a little bit of dirt here and there. So oftentimes it's vulnerable to flooding and due to weather, and unfortunately, considering how susceptible everything is nowadays, it's nice. So they put in a new irrigation system, but they also put a couple new pedestrian bridges to get over there and get into different areas. Chauncey, the whole idea with that is it's accessible. All of these paths, the pedestrian bridge ones too, they're all concrete. They're all paved. So the idea is not just drawing folks who are accustomed or familiar with the Forest Preserves, but bringing everybody out there. And in order to do that, you have to make it accessible. So the Preserves was able to do that. And if you're interested and you want to go north, feel free to go check that out. It's over near the Catherine Chevalier Woods.
Okay.
That twice. I don't speak French.
Catherine Chevalier.
Exactly. So, and then the south side, a really big one is the Sandridge Nature Campus. So I've been on here for a few years now. I've talked a little bit about what's happening at Sandridge. It used to be a nature center, but they've opened it up to so much more from the amenities standpoint. They have a campground. You have the Green Lake Aquatic Center across the street. But the campus, in partnership with the OSLED grant, which is part of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, they were able to revamp the entire center and revamp the trail system as well. So the campground, the Camp Shibona, has new trail systems. There's now a paved loop that will bring you to the regional Burnham Greenway Trail, which is really big if you're taking a bike or walking or even jogging, because now you don't have to get off at certain spots. You can just continue on all the way through almost fluidly. Of course, stopping by Sand Ridge Nature Center to check out the new things that they have going on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal because, you know, that paved trail spur really does connect everything. You can check out the ecological restoration, some of the landscape art, some new fishing outcroppings, which is always big, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have quite a bit going on over there. It's really been nice to see these things going on that, yeah, maybe there have been the same number of programs or the programs themselves have gotten a little bit smaller. Well, there's other things that we're doing in order to draw the folks out where you don't have to rely on a program just to come visit a site. You can go out there whenever you want, depending in what manner that you want to.
No, nothing wrong with that. I can tell you that, you know.
The other thing, too, is this thing about called What's Wild and Wonderful in Cook County.
Me and you. What? That's an easy answer.
Exactly. Everybody thinks I'm wild and wonderful. No, not really. My wife. Back to the preserve side of it all.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of this was this collaboration of community leaders and like tech innovators, museums, some NFPs, and other various odds and ends to work on this thing called Project Rainbow, which is basically the Cook County created family-focused recovery initiative designed to address all these educational barriers and learning loss, kind of the pandemic has exacerbated, you know. And so so the idea now is that you can click on this Project Rainbow and then actually look at, and they'll have different episodes. The idea, again, as I just mentioned, is that it still gives the public an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to learn more about different things. It's kind of cool. It's nice, right? It's a different way to kind of get people back in the preserve in some way or another, even if you physically can't be there.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And, you know, there's a lot of other cool programs going on, because tomorrow, Sunday, I know there's Bring On the Butterfly over at Crabtree Nature Center, which is a butterfly program. Flight of the Bumblebee. I could hear the music playing in my ears. It's just bizarre to think about that. And, a really cool thing at Sand Ridge. There was some other thing. I love this one that's happening on, it's on a Tuesday. It's called Ask a Bird Nerd.
You like it? It's kind of creative. That's for sure.
Yes. I mean, that's such a cool thing. And I know a couple of the places are having hummingbird programs. And because I was out in my backyard yesterday, and I haven't seen a hummingbird in a while. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, there's one. Wait, there's another one. There's another one over there. I was like seeing hummingbirds all over the place.
They are. Yeah, this is a big time. Stago Environmental Learning Center down in Lamont is a big entity, a big site for that.
Mm-hmm.
They usually do the big sit. But in this situation, actually later this morning at 10, they're going to be all hosting the hummingbird sit, which is nice. It's a great way to kind of get out there. And what's great about Stago is it's not a nature center, so to say. It's just in the title. It's a learning center. So it's a way to educate educators, whether it's a formal or informal.
Mm-hmm.
So you go there and learn about this. It's like getting the teacher's guide and then being able to learn all the answers and then ask the right questions.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. Yeah, they have quite a bit going on over there. The other thing, too, is there's a family pond paddle
mm-hmm.
that's coming up tomorrow afternoon over at Trailside off of the Thatcher Glen. Trailside specifically has been working with our central zone.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that there are a couple different entities within the department, but they've been doing paddling programs there, and then they do kayak the Des Plaines right off of our portage site. So there's always things going on. Selfishly, I have something big going on up at Caldwell Woods, which is Devon and Milwaukee area.
What do you got?
Otherwise, So we're doing a collaboration with Bach to Rock, which is a music school in the Northbrook region.
Oh.
And we're going to do a music, nature, and arts festival at noon. And that should be really cool. We'll have Bach to Rock is providing the music. So there's got to be 6 or 7 different bands playing. Student-led, of course. And then we're making claves from the invasive buckthorn. We'll have touch an instrument. We'll have some yard games and a couple of hikes and a few other things. So if you're interested and you want to come on by, that's free. It's always open to the public. Yeah.
That thing you mentioned at Sago Environmental Learning Center, that's on Saturday, August 21st at 9 a.m. So not today, next week.
Oh, I apologize. I thought I had to. Well, as you said, you corrected me.
That's okay. No, but that's next week, which is going to be kind of a cool thing to do. And I mean, back to what is it again? Back to nature?
Back to rock. Back no, I know. It took me a while to get it right.
Why am I sitting here bobbing my head up and down?
I don't have answers all the time, I'll tell you that. But no, when you, I always think of Jack Black, of course, when I see the title for the School of Rock. But, I'm kind of taking an idea of that. There's going to be, most of the time it's covers, there'll be some originals that the students have created. It's nice. It's a different way to draw folks out. Maybe you're not into birding. Maybe you're not into, to hiking. But you want to go out there and be inundated or just surrounded by nature, just in a different form. There's certain preserves within the Cook County region that are good for that, and Caldwell happens to be one of them.
Now, I've known about this, and you've known about this. It's a program that's going on during the week, August 25th, 9 a.m., called Walk and Talk, Red Gate Woods History.
You found that one, huh?
This is the geek in me. And it's being led by an Illinois Extension master naturalist, Len Paracella. And this is going to be talking about the historic look at the Forest Preserve's contribution to the Manhattan Project. Now, for those people that are going, are we talking about New York? No, we're talking about the Manhattan Project was the code word for the first atomic bomb. And, part of the nuclear reactor but the nuclear, when they split the atom, was buried out there for a long time. I think it's gone now. But, I mean, it was, there was nothing out that way in 1940-something. So, I mean, it was just, this is an interesting historical spot that people go check out, I think.
Absolutely. It's a great point, and all information provided is accurate. It's, they've really turned this into almost a semi-annual, sometimes a couple more times throughout the year, but a walk in that region specifically. For the folks listening, it's that Palos region, and it's really, really beautiful to begin with. You don't even realize you're in the Chicagoland region. It's an entity totally separate.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically to the Red Gate Woods, yes, it's very interesting to find out more detailed information in terms of the Forest Preserve's contribution to this project. And, the prototype is buried out there for sure. So it's pretty cool.
And to register and get more information, on this program and any program, where does somebody go?
go to the Cook County Forest Preserve's website, which is spdcc.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can click on the events tab. You can click on location, things to do. There's a bevy of different things you can check out. And then I'll give you the email address, which is experience.nature@cookcountyil.gov.
Sounds good to me, Tim. All right.
Chauncey, I appreciate the time as usual.
No problem. It's always good to learn more about the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Why? Because it's called Enjoy Nature. It's right in our own backyard. All right, buddy. Take care.
You too.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey everybody, Chauncey here. I'm the chairman of the Sporting Clays Classic that's benefiting the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America, being held at the Palis Sporting Club at 24038 South Harlem Avenue in Frankfort, Illinois, on Friday, August 20th. I'm looking for a few more four-man squads that want to benefit the scouting program and have a fun-filled day of shooting sporting clays, breakfast, lunch, and a special gift. Go to pathwaytoadventure.org for registration and information, and join me for a day of fun breaking some clays. Pull! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we have the great fisherman of the north, Seth Fighter. How are you doing, Seth?
Doing good, Chauncey. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, because I know your schedule's been a little bit crazy and everything else, but everybody, Seth is the
2021, I guess it would be Angler of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm not saying it's as big as winning the Bassmaster Classic, but it might be a little bit harder.
I concur. It's definitely, that's nine events throughout the course of the whole year where you can't really have a bad day. And the Classic is just 3 days, but, obviously it's the Super Bowl and it's the one to win, but definitely takes longer to win an AOI.
Yeah, and, everybody, Seth was at, once again, as he just said, it's a continuation of all the tournaments. It's how you do, where you place. It's not just that one little shot, hey, I won today, by a quarter of an ounce. It's that whole thing, which really shows a consistency in being a good angler, but also a consistency in knowing how to adapt to the body of water and part of the country that you are. Because I think that so many people think, well, bass are the same as they are in Minnesota, as they are in New York, as they are in Tulsa, as they are in Texas. Well,
absolutely not.
Genetically, they might be, but they're not. So, how do you just keep that pressure up all year?
Well, it was hard. It was one of them years, though, where I can't really explain how it all worked out or something you could, practice for or try to duplicate. It was one of them years I just couldn't do anything wrong, and really grateful for it, but it's nothing I could. Wasn't any certain thing I did or anything like that. I just feel like it was meant to be,
Yeah, exactly. And literally, when did you kind of think that, hey, this is looking like it's getting close? Because I know it's something that you've wanted, Angler of the Year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd say that was probably about Lake Fork. We were maybe half to two-thirds of the way through the season and pretty well done with the Southern tournaments. I think we only had one or two Southern tournaments left at that point, and then a couple up north where I feel real comfortable. And I think after Lake Fork, or maybe it was Neely Henry, that's when it kind of became more of a reality or a good possibility.
Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's the other thing about being Angler of the Year, it's not so much a competition against the other anglers. It really becomes a competition against Seth personally.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people understand that. So you went through this, like you said, Lake Fork, you said, hey, I'm kind of getting close here. And, your numbers are looking good. And, probably some of the other anglers are talking about Angler of the Year to you, which doesn't help.
They weren't making it any easier.
No, the pressure. But so here you are. And then you get up to, the back-to-back tournament of Lake Champlain and then the St. Lawrence River, which, a lot of people go, what? It's a great bass fishery. Just, you don't know it, but it is. And the tournament really wasn't even over. And you had already gotten, they calculate, however, you got the points to be the Angler of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was, I had a pretty good lead going into the last one. And then, Saturday they cut the field to top 45, and I had around 50 point lead, so I knew if I could make it to Saturday that mathematically it was over, even if I didn't catch a bass on Saturday and finished 45th, but we had it clinched up, so it felt pretty good, having a good second day at St. Lawrence and locking it up.
Mm-hmm. Was there one thing that kind of seemed to work throughout all the tournaments that helped you the most, whether it was a bait or something that, you seem to, not that it was your favorite one, because I know you switch baits throughout the tournament during the day, was there one thing that kind of hey, this is working for me,
I think it was more of a mindset. I kind of fished how I wanted to fish all year versus, you know, we got a lakes like, you know, we went to Gunnersville end of May. On paper, that should be a full-on ledge tournament, deep cranking, football jigs, all that stuff. And I ended up flipping grass there just because that's my favorite thing to do. And I kind of did that all year, just kind of fished how I wanted to fish, fished my strengths instead of, you know.
So you're fishing your strengths. You're working on fishing your comfortable zone, which is, I think, every angler really needs to fish. If you have a comfort zone, fish that, because you could win Angler of the Year in between you and your buddies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was one thing I really stuck with this year, not really listening to the doc talk or doing what was supposed to be going on and just, you know, like I said, fishing how I wanted to fish all year.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're fishing the grass and stuff, what are you using?
Usually a jig or a Texas rig. Depending on where we're at. Like Gunnersville, I flipped a Texas rig and flipped some grass at Champlain. I did all that with a jig.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of mix it up, one of the two.
Yeah. Like I said, you knew by points and fish and stuff like that, that at the St. Lawrence River that you won. And did you have the family cheering crowd there?
Well, yeah, my wife flew in. She got there Friday night. Saturday morning, so it was nice to have them there. It was kind of a little surprise. I wasn't expecting.
Well, that's cool. It's always good to have some family cheering for you in the front row. What did she? I don't think I've ever seen your wife on stage. How did she feel about that?
Oh, she was super nervous. Mercer was trying to ask her questions, and she wasn't having it.
She's just got to learn to tell Mercer. I don't want
to. About to throw up.
She's got to learn to tell Mercer, I don't want to talk to you. You know?
Yeah. Well, she did after the weigh-in.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and because, I mean, the pictures I saw of the two of you holding the trophy together is, you know, you need to blow that up and put it on the whole wall in your living room, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a great photo. Now, you know, of course you're going to be in the next year's Bassmaster Classic because of your how you've done all year, but also because you're Angler of the Year, correct?
Yep, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Lake Hartwell, I think it's early March. Should mm-hmm. be a really good tournament.
Yeah, so that's a very, you know, it's another exciting thing in the Seth Fighter, you know, book of fishing history and life. But, I mean, it is just such a cool thing. Now, you're just getting back from the ICAST fishing show down in Florida, mm-hmm. and which it's not an open show to the public, but if you're in the fishing industry, it's I can't even put into words that could explain seeing so much fishing stuff in one huge room, and none of it's really for sale.
Yeah, it's kind of a tease, but it's cool getting to see all the new stuff coming out. Definitely an important part for our industry, and I enjoy going to it every year. It's cool playing with all the new baits and seeing what's out there, but yeah, there is nothing for sale there.
No, nothing for sale. Now, here, my last question for you, and I like to ask this question because everybody talks to anglers like, oh, what rod were you using? What line? What did you do here? What feet were you in? What were you doing? You know, all of that fishing, you know, mumbo jumbo. What does Seth want to do when he's not fishing? I know you love hunting.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite thing to do is duck hunting. We're a little ways out from that. Our season ended real early this year. Last year, we were fishing into November. That was driving me nuts. All my buddies were sending me pictures of ducks, and I was at Lake Fork sweating, trying to catch a bass. But, yeah, no, this year was early off season. Probably going to spend a lot of time with my wife and kids, and then, you know, come October, November, start chasing ducks pretty hard.
Oh, and for someone who has never really, duck hunting, there's something magical about all hunting, whether you're pheasant hunting, this or that, but duck hunting, you're sitting in a blind, normally with a couple of your friends, having great conversations that will never leave the blind, right?
Yeah.
You know, conversations that, you know, even under court order. Your Honor, I don't remember what we said in the blind, you know.
Absolutely.
But then, you know, just to watch the morning sun crack the sky and the purples or the oranges and the magentas, and then that turning in, and you start seeing wildlife kick in, and, you know, you see the first ducks of the day. They may be flying far away, but you start seeing them flying. It just gets everything going, and then you see some, and you start calling them and stuff, and it's such a magical time. As a fellow duck hunter, if you can't tell, I'm already losing this interview because I'm drifting into duck hunting.
Yeah, I'm right with you.
You know, yeah. It's just so good. Do you goose hunt up in Minnesota that much?
No, yeah, we do. We do quite a bit of goose hunting. There's a lot of them around. Mm-hmm. They're kind of resident birds. They're here all year. You know, there's always an option for them. But
yeah.
What really gets me excited is when them big Canadian mallards come dumping down late season. The geese are, like I said, they're always here. They're here right now. They'll be here in January. But, you know, when you go from seeing no ducks and all of a sudden you wake up one morning and there's ducks everywhere, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool to see.
Yeah. And there's nothing like a beautiful, big Canadian mallard that spent its, you know, year eating very well in Canada. They look so good on the grill, don't they?
They do. I love hunting them. Like you said, it's more of a social sport. You can hang out with your buddies and BS and see some birds get down for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like deer hunting where you're sitting in a tree by yourself for a month straight. And
yeah.
Not moving, being quiet and all that. I really love, you know, hanging out with the boys in the blind and, you know, watching the birds work more than anything.
Okay, well, maybe someday we'll have to do a quick interview with you in the blind with your friends. The last time I did that last year with some people that I know, you know, we're talking, and all of a sudden you can hear one guy whack, whack, whack on a call, and all of a sudden you hear my interview that I'm doing. The guy says, hold on a second, puts the phone down, and all of a sudden somebody yells, get him! And they all stand up, and you hear the guns going off, and I'm like, I want to be there. And then he picks up the phone, Seth, like it was nothing, and just says, okay, I'm back. I'm not. I'm still shaking. this is so cool. Well, Seth, congratulations on Angler of the Year for this year. And everybody that I know that when I talk to them and they say, do you know Seth? I go, yes, I've talked to Seth. I've sat with him and done things. I says, he's really a neat guy. Man, he really just seems like one of us. And I go, you know what? I'm going to tell him that, because to him, that's a very high praise. He's one of us.
Absolutely. Appreciate that.
No problem. Well, listen, you got a busy day planned, my friend. You have a great time whether it's at home in the great outdoors with your wife and the kids and just maybe mowing the lawn for a change. Have some fun today, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, Chauncey.
That's Seth Fighter, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey everybody, Chauncey here. I'm the chairman of the Sporting Clays Classic that's benefiting the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America, being held at the Payless Sporting Club at 24038 South Harlem Avenue in Frankfort, Illinois, on Friday, August 20th. I'm looking for a few more four-man squads that want to benefit the scouting program and have a fun-filled day of shooting sporting clays, breakfast, lunch, and a special gift. Go to pathwaytoadventure.org for registration and information, and join me for a day of fun breaking some clays. Pull!
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And let me tell you, this has been a fun show. not as much fun as when all you people are in front of me like we had at Paul's last weekend, but this has been a fun show. And you know what's going on for the next week and a half or something like that? Is the Illinois State Fair. And at the Illinois State Fair, they have what's called Conservation World. The State Fair is a huge area, and it's a great place to go, but it's also the only 30 acres at the Illinois State Fair that has grass, trees, and shade. They also have a lot of great exhibits there from the Department of Natural Resources. They had some outside groups coming in. It's a really fun place to be, and I think you may enjoy that a lot. So don't forget, go to the Illinois State Fair, have some fun, and, you know, check out all the different pavilions, but make sure that the Illinois Conservation, the Conservation World, as it's called, is your favorite spot to go to, like it is mine. Okay, let's talk some fishing. Okay, big. We got the Aiden Report that's sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine. Grandpa, lots of people started school this week, so I only have some reports. Dad and I went out midweek in the evening to the Grand River in downtown Grand Rapids, and we caught some nice channel catfish in the evening. The old guys said fishing was on the cooler and cloudier days was better. It's not what he wrote there, but that's what he wanted. The old guys said fishing on cooler and cloudier days were better, and we caught a couple there. But some guys were just happy to see me and yelled my name out real loud, "Hi, Aiden." So that was fun. Roger told me him and his dad went out between storms out of Muskegon and said the salmon and trout action was a little tough, and they were catching fish between 70 and 150 feet down in 100 to 200 feet of water. He said they used glow spoons, plugs, and a bunch of other baits. That trying to catch some salmon, spinning glows trolled along the bottom, took some nice lake trout, and that's what they pretty much caught most of. They had a good time. Bob went up to Hardy Dam Pond, and he said the walleye were really doing well, and everyone he caught was between 19 and 26 inches long, using 2 to 3.5 inch minnows. They also were catching some smallmouth bass in the same areas as the walleye, because they liked those big minnows for bait. Bluegill fishing was fun. Hope you're coming up soon in a couple weeks and bring me some new stuff, or just let me go through your tackle box. Ha 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 ha. Love, your fishing magician grandson, Aiden. This report was sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine. All I can say is the last time Aiden and his friends went through my tackle box, the tackle box was about 5 pounds lighter. And I do mean that. 5 pounds lighter. It was pretty funny. Okay, what are some other fishing things going on? First of all, Lake Michigan. Activity on Lake Michigan is still deep. Early in the morning is some of your best fishing. If you could get out, that's when you really need to go. You're seeing some action anywhere between 150 and out to 225 and then turn back around. But that early morning is the important thing. Spoons, some flies, dodgers, everything is kind of working, and spinning glows are working for those lake trout on the bottom. There are no perch in any of the harbors. Some rock bass and also drum were being caught, but no perch have been seen anywhere in the area. We're in northwest Indiana. We're seeing few kings, coho, and some steelhead mixed offshore. 100 to maybe 200 feet of water is your best option. But in the Cook County Forest Preserves, Skokie Lagoons are still reporting some bass on surface baits early in the morning. Nothing wrong with that in my books. And they're also getting some nice cats and bluegills. Tampier Lake, the walleye action that happened last week slowed down this week, but bluegills and bullhead and bass. Those bass were hitting some of the roaches under a bobber. You only set it down about maybe 2 to 3 feet. If it's bright sun outside, set it down a little deeper. Bussy Lake, live bait before 10 a.m. or after 3 p.m. is the time to try for them. Our buddies down in Wren Lake are doing quite well, and they said, oh, Chauncey, crappie are fair, holding in deeper water cribs 10 to 12 feet down. Catfish are very good and good size to them. Bluegill, bass, and stripers are all good and being found pretty much all over the lake. So go to enjoywrenlake.com for more information on your next trip to go down there. A little bit of heaven at exit 77. Some of my good buddies from Blarney Bass Bassmasters said catfish are good on stink bait and live bait on the chain of lakes. Cut bait or night crawlers, pretty much, you know, anything that's alive or dead, those catfish are going to eat it. Bluegill are in the weeds, so getting baits to them can be hard, and also near some brush and shallows. Bass are slow unless you're working late into the afternoon fishing or into the early evening. That's another good sign. I would stick with that. Along with some walleye activity is getting better, too, for night fishermen on the chain of lakes in Illinois. My friend Dave Dewey on Guide Up on Lake Delvin said bluegill perch are in 12 to 15 feet of water, 12 to 25 feet of water, all over the lake. On the weed lines, though, they are a little nervous because the pike are just hanging on the outside of those weed lines looking for them. Largemouth bass are holding around the quiet docks now. Walleye are in 15 to 25 feet. Pike have been slow, though. It should improve. I don't know why the pike are slow, but they're probably hanging looking for those bluegills. Crappie all over on the medium depth weeds, 12 to 15 feet near those bluegill. That's why the crappie, the pike are hanging in those same spot, because they're looking for a good meal anytime from anybody that's out there. We're seeing some activity also in Chabanaw Lake. Heat and sun have slowed down the fishing, but it will get better as it cools down a little bit, or just the water temperatures cool down for areas. Fremont water levels are rising, so if you're going to fish Fremont area, definitely look for current breaks and areas out of the main force of the current. That's where the fish are going to hold. You can fish a little bit of a rock pile wing dam, a cutting to the side, a turn in the bait, a bend of the river. These are areas, but stay out of the main force of the current, because that'll keep a lot of those fish out there. You know, we're seeing a lot of early season ducks and geese showing up, so when season starts in September, we should have some good activity there. And if you want to be an Outdoorsman of the Week on our Facebook page, remember to send us a photo and a little description to Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, Chauncey's Outdoors at AOL.com. Give us a little report on what you're doing and where you caught it and the people in the picture, and we'll post it to our Chauncey's Great Outdoors Facebook page, where you can show off your catch. And it doesn't have to be fishing, hunting, nice campsite, whatever you like, that'll be good. Well, I can hear a flute playing somewhere in the background. That's pretty exciting. So I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from Winona LaDuke, an Ojibwe member. Whether we have wings or fins or roots or paws, we are all relatives in nature. Whether we have wings or fins or roots or paws, we are all relatives in nature. How very, very, very true. And once again, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.